Today we are going to revisit the topic of showering on Yom Tov. About 6 years ago, I gave a 10-minute halacha shiur on showering on Yom Tov, and shortly thereafter I got an email from Rabbi Shai Schechter, who at that time, I don't even know if he was Rabbi Shai Schechter yet at the time, we knew each other, we were not particularly close at that time. Since then we've grown very close. He's one of my closest friends, but at that time I was not particularly close with him, and he sent the following to me. Shalom uvracha. I'm learning Beitza in the afternoon with my father. We recently learned the sugya on Chaf Aleph about showering on Yom Tov. I was listening to your Dvar Halacha on the subject. May I comment on one point? And he went on to show me that Rav Schechter does not exactly hold like what I said he holds. So we went back and forth a few times. Are you sure? I think he told me, and I had a few kashas to try to clarify. And ultimately, we came to, it was somewhere in the middle, ultimately. So I want to explain today, not what I explained 6 years ago, and you can find it on YU Torah or whatever, about showering in Yom Tov, just a general presentation of the sugya, but specifically Rav Schechter's presentation of the sugya of showering on Yom Tov. The halacha is that one may not take a hot shower on Shabbos. That is a davar pashut. If you go into your shower and you turn on the hot water, you are allowing new cold water to enter the hot water tank. If there is a tank system, if you have a tankless system, then you are even more directly cooking the water as it's coming into your shower, and that is clearly a violation of the malacha of bishul. However, on Yom Tov, one is allowed to do bishul if it's for letzarech ochel nefesh. The Torah tells us, Ach asher yeochel chol nefesh hu levado yeasel lechem. That which is for ochel nefesh may be done on Yom Tov. That's why you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. There is a machlokas in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether one is allowed to heat water on Yom Tov, clearly not on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov in order to wash panav, yadav, viraglav, in order to just wash off their face, their hands, and their feet. Beis Hillel says, yes, one is permitted to do that. Beis Shammai says, no. So Tulsa says, why are we asking about panav, yadav, viraglav? Ask better. Why not heat up water to wash your entire body? Wouldn't you want to bathe your entire body? Why don't we even bring that up as an option? And apparently that Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they all agree that that's usur. Why would that be usur? So Tosas answers, based on the Gemara, it appears in a few places in Shas, probably most famously at the beginning of Maseches Ksuvos, where the Gemara talks about something called mugmar. It used to be at the end of a meal, when the meal was over, they would burn some type of spice or incense, and it would give everyone a geshmak, a smell, and everyone would enjoy it, and that was a good day, a good way to wash down your food or to mark the end of a meal. So the Gemara discusses, are you allowed to burn mugmar on Yom Tov? After all, it's something that is that's a basic hana'a that people enjoy. And the Gemara says that while you can do havara for ochel nefesh, you're allowed to light a fire for the sake of ochel nefesh, and it does seem that this, and we have a principle, mitok shutru letzorech, hutranami shalol letzorech, anything you're allowed to do for ochel nefesh, you're also allowed to do for non-ochel nefesh needs, provided, as Tosfos points out in Ksuvos, there's a tzorech hayom ktsas, provided that there's some benefit on Yom Tov. So you would think mugmar is at least a tzorech hayom ktsas, so you should be allowed to burn mugmar on Yom Tov. But the Gemara points out, no, you can't, because the Torah says that ach asher yeochel lechol nefesh, that the only types of things you're allowed to do a malacha for on Yom Tov, the only types of physical enjoyment that you're allowed to do a malacha for on Yom Tov, are that which is l'chol nefesh, shaveh l'chol nefesh, universally enjoyed by everybody, and no one, everyone would get the same geshmak out of this item. But mugmar is apparently not shaveh l'chol nefesh. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara, that you can't burn mugmar on Yom Tov because it is not shaveh l'chol nefesh. How exactly do you determine what's shaveh l'chol nefesh, what's not shaveh l'chol nefesh? What, do you take a poll and try to figure out what most people enjoy, what others don't enjoy? So the Pnei Yeshua in Maseches Shabbos in Perakira explains Tosfos to say as follows, that ochel nefesh are things that are not only enjoyed, but our basic necessities for brius haguf, for health. You need to eat because you can't stay healthy without eating. One needs to wash his hands, face, and feet because without some basic hygiene, a person cannot stay healthy. Mugmar is letanug bialma. It's an enjoyment, it's a geschmack, but it is not something that is needed for basic health. So Tosus is claiming, Tosus in answering the question that we started with, why did Beis Shammai Bissel only argue about washing your hands, face, and feet? Where Beis Shammai Bissel is makil because it's ochel nefesh, it's shavu l'kol nefesh. Why not also showering? So Tosus says, very simply, showering is not shavu l'kol nefesh. Why isn't it shavu l'kol nefesh? You don't need to shower to maintain basic health and hygiene. How often do they shower in the days of the Tanaim? Once every 6 months or something? You know, the Rambam writes, if a person wants to stay super healthy, he would shower once every month. You know, how often? This was not something that they would do all of the time. They would throw perfume all over their body. They would mask the smell. They would take a yeshivish shower, right? They wouldn't take a regular shower all the time. So that's what Tos claims. Tos claims the shower is just latanug, not for brius haguf, and that's why the Tanoim wouldn't allow showering on Yom Tov. Now, at a later stage in history, Rav Shach always likes to say, when Whitney invented the cotton gin and everybody started wearing cotton underwear, so it really got smelly if people didn't shower often. So people began to shower more often. That's what they trace the increased hygiene and showering more often to the invention of cotton. So now it does seem that it is shavu l'kol nefesh. It's a hard case to make that showering nowadays is not shavu l'kol nefesh, because it's understood that it's needed for basic health. It's not only about, you know, you take a poll, how often do people shower? Do they shower often, less often? No, it's not about that. It's basic hygiene. So since it's basic hygiene, it's needed for a person's health, Tosfos argues it is shavu l'kol nefesh. So if you were to paskin like Tosfos, end of story. If you were to paskin like Tosfos, you'd be able to say that is a person allowed to shower on Yom Tov and heat up water for his shower on Yom Tov? Yes, absolutely, according to Tosfos, because nowadays it is shavu l'kol nefesh. That's how Rav Shechter understands the Balei HaTosfos. If you listen to the other share I gave 6 years ago, the point, I think you'll find that I mentioned that not all the other poskim hold that way. A lot of the poskim say that this idea of shavu l'kol nefesh doesn't get to change over time or whatever, but that's very shver, very difficult. Rav Shachter assumes that if you're paskin like Tosfos, of course one is allowed to shower in Yom Tov. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos. However, the Mishnah Brura in Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, Si'if Katan Yud Ches, quotes the Ramban, who disagrees with Tosfos. Now keep in mind, what was the kasha that was driving Tosfos? Why in the Mishnah are they allowing only washing one's hands, face, and feet? Why not kol gufo? Why not the whole body? So Tosfos said, because you don't need it for hygiene. You don't need to wash your whole body for hygiene. But nowadays that we do, then in Yochanami, Tosfos would agree. The Ramban says, no, there's a different reason why we didn't allow washing the entire body. The Ramban holds that even in the days of the Tanaim, you could say that washing the whole body was understood to be good for hygiene, good for brius haguf, not just letanug bialma. Of course they understood that. But the Gemara in the third parak of Shabbos says that there was on Shabbos, they made a gzeira called the gzeiras habalanin. Who are these balanin? So you imagine, it's a blue-collar job. There were bathhouse attendants. There were people who would make sure the water was hot for people's baths. They didn't have private bathrooms. So you'd go and you'd pay a fee for the bathhouse. And these balanim would make sure you have towels, and they would make sure you have soap, and they would make sure that the water is heated properly. And because these were not the greatest Talmidei Chacham or the most religiously pious people in the world, these balanim had a habit of lying. People would come to the bathhouse and they would say, oh, this water, did you heat it before Shabbos? Because I don't want to take a bath with taking advantage of someone violating the malacha of Bishul on Shabbos for me. So the balanim would say, oh yeah, sure, we heated it before Shabbos. But they wanted their customers to be happy. They wanted the water to be nice and hot. So they lied, and they really did heat it on Shabbos. So Chazal made a gezeira that on Shabbos, one is not allowed to bathe with warm water, even if you're not violating the melacha of Bishul. Even if the water was heated before Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe with the warm water on Shabbos because of a gzeira of these balanim. Says the Ramban, there are a number of gzeiros that only make sense on Shabbos, But nevertheless, as a lo plug, Chazal instituted to apply on Yom Tov as well. Tvilas Kalim is one. There are a number of gezeros that fit under that category. Says the Ramban, the gezeras habalanin, granted, makes no sense on Yom Tov, because after all, according to the Ramban, you're not violating any malacha d'oraisa whatsoever by heating water to bathe on Yom Tov. Even if you even what would you ask the Balam? Did you heat it before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov? Let's say the answer on Yom Tov. You know what you would say? Great, that's mutter. It's mutter midoraisa. So there's no reason to make a gezeira. But nevertheless, says the Ramban, it was a low plug. Once they asserted bathing in water without having done Bishul on Shabbos, they ushered bathing in warm water on Yom Tov as well. The Mishnah Brura, Kedarko, he's actually explaining a Yesh Osrim in the Ramah over here, and the Ramah writes, V'chei Noagin, that the Ramah is quoting the Shitas HaRamban, a Yesh Osrim like the Ramban, that a person is not allowed to bathe in warm water on Shabbos as a result of the Gezeres HaBalanim. You'll ask, but I'm allowed to heat up the water on a Doraisa level when the Melacha Doraisa doesn't apply. How could the Melacha Darabanan apply? Well, yeah, that's exactly the point, the Ramban says, that it was a low plug, that even though the Melacha Doraisa doesn't apply, the Gezerah is a low plug. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, strictly speaking, Shulchan Aruch holds like Tosos. So really it should be permitted to take a hot shower even on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Really, you should be permitted to take a hot shower on Yom Tov. But, Mishnah Berurah says, we should be machmir for the Shitas HaRamban, that we have to be concerned for the Gezeras HaBalan. So that's why Rav Shechter said, you're allowed to say, Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter to take a hot shower on Yom Tov, but you should point out that it's not appropriate, that it's more appropriate to be machmir for the Gezeras HaBalan. But then there's one more piece. How hot does the water have to be in order to be a violation of the Gezeres HaBalanim? That is a machlokes achronim. There's a Rekive Eger recorded in the Sharat Zion in Os Chaf Hei on that spot in the Mishnah Brura where there's a discussion in the achronim. Was Gezeres HaBalanim made only on water that has reached Yad Soledes? Now, Yad Soledes doesn't mean you'll burn yourself from the water. It means that if you weren't expecting it to be hot, you would intuitively just jump back. You would instinctively jump back because it's hotter than you would have expected. So is it only if the water is Yad Soledes, which, by the way, based on the temperatures that Poskim give for Yad Soledes, it's still a pretty hot shower if it's Yad Soledes. So you would is it only the Gezeres HaBalanim only covered if the water gets that hot? Or does the Gezeres HaBalanim even cover water that's what we call Mayim Poshrin, warm water that's not hot? Is that also included in the Gezeres HaBalanim? This is a machlokas in the Achronim. Mishnah Berurah in the Sharat Zion over there quotes from a base mayor in Yoredeya, who's machmir that even Mayim Poshrin is included in the Gezeres HaBalanim. So if you're going to be machmir like the Ramban, you cannot even bathe in water that is warm on Yom Tov. However, the Beis Meir, the context of the Beis Meir was about tevila for a woman in a heated mikveh on Yom Tov, but that's a different topic. However, even according to the Beis Meir, Mishnah Berurah points out, everyone agrees that if you only put in enough hot water to take the chill out of the water, that you shouldn't be shocked by the coldness of it. It's not warm water, but you just put in enough that it shouldn't be cold, that you shouldn't feel cold from the water. That is for sure mutter. There's definitely no Gezeres HaBalanim on that. So therefore, it would turn out as follows. According to Tosfos, which may Ikar Adin Rav Shechter said is really the halacha, strictly speaking, although he doesn't recommend doing this, according to Tosfos, one is allowed to bathe in hot water on Yom Tov. According to the Ramban, which we recommend being machmir for, one is not allowed to bathe in boiling hot water because of the Gezeres HaBalanim, but may bathe in water that there was no Gezeres HaBalanim on. What does that mean exactly? So what are you allowed to bathe in? So that is a machlokas achronim. Some achronim say, as long as it's less than Yad Soledes, so let's say if it's only 100 degrees, that's for sure under Yad Soledes. And some say, no, it has to be less than Mayim Poshrim, just enough to take out the chill. So when I wrote up instructions on how to shower on Yom Tov, I ran it by Rav Shechter to make sure that he approves of the language. I don't remember the exact language that I wrote, but it's something along the lines of, we recommend the Meikar HaDin, one is strictly speaking allowed to shower even in hot water. It's recommended that the water be only lukewarm, and it's appropriate to be machmir that it not even be lukewarm. That it's appropriate to be machmir just to put in enough hot water to take out the chill. That is Rav Shechter's approach to the issue of showering on Yom Tov. Okay.